Again, beautiful people, I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl right here on the morning shift, where shift happens. And we are going to continue. We are going to continue our week by dealing with closing it out. This is the last day, y'all, where we will be discussing how to blend out in the workplace. How to blend out in the workplace. We've been talking all week about how to separate yourself from, you know, everybody else, to put you head above heels, you know, everybody else in your organization, in your business, not by, you know, not by just completing your job tasks daily, but the what you can add in extra on top of who you are, what you can do, not what you say, but what you actually can do and what you bring to the table, and improve your value to your agency or to your organization. And so it's important for each of us to remember how important these attributes are for us to have, And so, again, I hope that you have really been able to find something that can help you be better than you are to, you know, to really diversify your portfolio and become, you know, an almost irreplaceable component on your job. You know, that's the goal of what, you know, what we've been touching on and talking about all this week. So hopefully that has definitely, this week has definitely been an, even an eye opener to say, you know what? I see why I didn't obtain, achieve, or accomplish, or get offered the things that you may have missed, opportunities. And so for us not to miss opportunities, I think it's important for us to know that this is what we can do to increase those odds and improve our chances. And we you know, we do know that promotion comes from God. However, at the same time, we want to make ourselves marketable, and we want to make ourselves attractive to the opportunities that can come our way should we position ourselves correctly. And like the old church secretaries used to say, that we govern ourselves accordingly. So as we move on to today, this is our last day, beautiful people. And today we're going to talk about, if you want to blend out in the workplace, you want to blend out in the workplace, you must be a team player. If you want to blend out in the workplace, you must be a team player. Even if you work by yourself, in an office by yourself, in a space by yourself, you must be a team player. You cannot be that person who blends out and is marketable, attractive, adding value to yourself and your business if you are selfish. You cannot be an effective leader. Hear me. You cannot be an effective leader in the workplace if you're selfish. If it's all about you and you alone and you just gonna get yours and that's it, you will not be an effective leader. The question you have to, the million-dollar question, the priceless question, shall I say, that we have to ask ourselves when we talk about blending out in the workplace is, who did I bring up with me? Oh, my God. Ooh, if you, this is, I'm telling you, this goes across the board, beautiful people. It goes across the board. But the question that we're going to ask ourselves is this, okay? Who am I? Who have I brought up with me in my process or in my leadership? Or who have I brought up with me along the way? That's the million-dollar question. Yes, you're telling me everything that you've accomplished. Yes, you got on your resume, because your resume is really about letting your organization or your prospective organization or company that you're trying to get with, or the promotion board or whomever, to let them know who you are and what you bring to the table. But don't forget now that as much as you are talking about yourself, do not forget to add in there about the value that you bring as a team player. Who have you brought up with you? How many people underneath you? How many people that you have been a leader to that have also gotten promotions, also received awards and commendations? The difference between a successful company and a failing company is having a great team, being a team player. If everybody in the organization, even the people, especially the people at the top, if everybody in the organization has a me, my, I mentality, then you are not going to experience the maximum amount of success that you can have as an organization. So it's important for us individually, right? It's important for us individually to be team players. Helen Keller says, alone we can do so little. It ain't but so much we can do by ourselves. It ain't so much you can do on your own. But together we can do so much more. It's about coming together. It's about binding together. It's about bridging the gap. Teamwork is about unity. It's about unity. And again, without sounding like a broken record, again, you cannot be selfish. It cannot be just about you. You have so many people, especially top heavy, you have so many people at the top where it's just about them. They don't have a care about the organization. If the organization fold, they don't care as long as they successful, as long as they got a position, as long as they got a title. But to me, although you are measured and valued, right, by what you bring to the table, who you are, your characteristics and your traits, it's sad to be as good as you are, as effective as you are, as powerful as you are, but that which you are connected to, employed with, employed by, fails. What about you did you share? What about you did you pass off, or did you pass along? To make sure that if it's such a good quality that you, or if it's such good information that you've passed, or are you a hoarder of good information? Are you a hoarder? When you go to training, do you bring it back and share it? Or do you just say, hey, I just went to this training, I'm just going to make me better. I just went to make me better. And then everything around you fall. Everything around you fail. When you are a team player, y'all, you are concerned about the wholeness, WHOLENESS. You're focused and you're concerned about the wholeness of the place where you work. You want to be a part of an organization, an agency, or a business that people are talking good about, that people see in a positive light. But if they're not talking positively about your organization because you're a team player, hear me now, because you're a team player, what are you doing that you have the power to do to assist in changing that perspective? I'm talking about being a team player. I'm talking about being a team player. Yes, you're great by yourself. I understand you got all of this on your resume. But what are you sharing? How do you get along with other people on your job? You so great, but can't get along with nobody. Help me to understand this. Help me to understand this, beautiful people. Help me. Help me, help me, help me. Help me to understand how you are such an amazing leader. You are such an amazing person with so many great qualities, yet at the same time, you don't help nobody. Great, but can't get along with nobody. That is a problem. If you are, especially, God help me, we're talking about how to blend out. Keep your mind focused, man. We're talking about how to blend out in the workplace. You have to be a team player. And you cannot, beautiful people, you cannot be a leader and have a problem with the people you lead. You cannot be an effective leader that way. What are you doing to develop their weaknesses? Team player. You don't just want to be great by yourself. You shouldn't. You shouldn't want to be great alone. Gotta be a team player. Gotta be a team player, Shawty. Gotta be a team player. Gotta be a team player. Listen at this. This quote says, coming together is the beginning. Okay? Coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success. See, coming together is just the beginning. Coming together, we all come together. You know, keeping together is progress. But working together, hear me when I'm talking. Working together is what you look at as being a success, being a check mark in the box. You gotta be able to work together. If you are going to make a difference in your workplace, if you're going to make a difference in what you do and you want to blend out teamwork, who have you helped this week? Who did you see struggling with something and you reached out to help them? If you saw them, oh my God, if you saw them struggling and you prayed that they failed, shame on you, because you just decreased in value. Oh, I don't care who it is. Yes, they talked about you last week. Yes, they had your name in their mouth 2 days ago. But if you're going to blend out in the workplace, if you saw someone struggling this week, and you sat back praying and wishing and hoping they failed, you just decreased in value. Because when you want to add value, teamwork is not prejudice. Ooh! Teamwork cannot be about bias. Teamwork, if you're a team player, that means you help anybody and everybody who needs it. That's being a team player. That's how you add value. That's how you pour salt on a wound, baby. Come on here. Come on here. You do good. God help me. You do good to those who despitefully use you. That's being a team player, and that's setting yourself up for a blessing. The Lord gonna bless you. He will reward you. Because that's what the Bible says. Blessed. It's in there, Matthew. But if you praying that they fall, you praying that they fail, you praying that they have a mishap just so you can move up, that's a problem. You have decreased in value. And there are people in the workplace, in other kind of places too, but there are people in the workplace, beautiful people, who will pray for your downfall so they can come up. decreased in value. Decreased in value. If you are praying for someone else to fail so you can experience success, then you have a problem. You are not ready for leadership. You are not ready. Now, I ain't gonna tell you the answers, but I will help you. Because when you know what you know about you, honey, when you know what you know about you, then you're not intimidated by who. See, when you are a team player, you lack intimidation, because it's not about, okay, I'm going to refrain from doing this, that, or the third because whatever. No. So, it's what it is. Intimidation has no place in leadership. Intimidation can't be intimidated. Cannot be intimidated. And really, to again, when we're talking about blended out in the workplace, it's about sharing what you have so we all win. That's the goal, y'all. I want to win, but I don't want to win by myself. You should want everybody to win, because it's enough. Listen, it's enough of anything out here for all of us to be successful. It's enough of anything out here for all of us to eat. It's enough for any of us to live good, that we don't have to fight each other to get it. It's again, if you want to blend out in the workplace, this is how you do it. You be a team player. Listen to this. When you are wanting to blend out in the workplace, being a team player, that means that you work with other people. You work with other people to make sure that the job gets done. Because at the end of the day, is the end goal is to make sure that what we got to get done gets done. And if you get done early because you're proactive and you plan ahead, and you get finished early, and yet you see somebody else struggling. Now, you could be selfish and say, they've been playing around all day. I ain't finna help them. They need to learn how to multitask. They need to learn how to do their job. I'm not going to do mine and theirs too. That's a mindset to have, right? Because sometimes we enable people to be lazy, and we enable people to be that type of employee, because we bailing them out all the time. I ain't talking about that. But I'm just talking about, if you know someone just move a little slower than you, they're a little older than you, whatever the case may be, you have to use your good sound judgment in determining whether you're helping somebody or whether you enabling somebody. And that's a whole different message for a whole nother day, right? Whether you're helping or enabling. But at the end of the day, what can I do to make sure that we get this done before the end of the day? What gets done. And I love to see working bosses. Oh, God help me here. I'm telling you, I love to see working leaders. Leaders who work. I'm telling you, you add value. Leaders who work, who are genuinely working, not working for show, but I'm talking about genuinely working. Leaders who work. I love to see it. If you're a boss who like to sit back and watch everybody struggle when you ain't did nothing all day, I got a problem with that. Because leaders need to be able to work. Your employees need to be able to see what it's like. That you don't get up here and you stop working. You don't get up this high and think that every day from here on out, you ain't got to do nothing but sit back and twiddle your fingers and your thumbs. You know what I'm saying? But a working leader is attractive. Hear me now. I can see leaders that will leave their office to go drive the bus leaders that will push a broom, leaders that will lead praise service, leaders that are sweeping vacuum, leaders that's washing cars, leaders that's serving over the charcoal grill, leaders that's pushing buggies in the parking lot. Honey, ain't nothing like a working leader. Whoo, my God. You listen, if you want to attract good workers, if you want to attract people who are frustrated where they are, who are tired of where they are, who ready to leave where they are, because people have lacked these other things that we have talked about all week, let them see a working leader. Let them see a working leader. Somebody who getting out there with their people, who are on the front lines too, who ain't hiding in the middle of a battle. Remember now we said the other day now, you cannot be a leader if you can't find a way to be positive in negative situations. And sometimes that being positive is being visible. Your people need to see you work. Not overwork, but they need to see you work. Honey, I'm telling you, this is how you blend out in the workplace. If you are in leadership, I'm telling you, this is how you blend out. Be a working leader. Don't tell me what you can do. Let me see you work. Put your money where your mouth at. I gotta go, beautiful people. This is how we blend out in the workplace, by being a team player, not being selfish. It's about helping to accomplish the common goal. It's about making sure that we all win, that we all come up. Hopefully I said something to help you as you go along through your day, as you've gone through the week. Hopefully I've dropped a nugget here or there, that something that you can pick up and run with it. Again, I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl right here on the morning shift. If you miss anything this week, go back and catch the podcast. You can hear all 5 days in their entirety. I appreciate y'all. Again, ain't nothing. If I don't say nothing else, I said something when I said that. If ain't nothing else got me, this got me. There is something attractive about a working leader. I'm telling you, it's, whoo, God, help me here. I'm done, y'all. I appreciate y'all for riding. I love y'all. Be safe this weekend. Be careful. Take care of yourself. Be concerned about you and others.